Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Dean is away, but Cindy Perlman is with us from Las Vegas. Good morning, Cindy. Let's talk about what we're hearing regarding a low turnout at movie theaters over the weekend. Isn't Memorial Day usually slow because folks are staying outside?
Good morning, Bob, and I hope you had a nice Memorial Day weekend. And you're right, it is the kickoff to the summer movie season. Total disaster for Hollywood this weekend, though. North American ticket sales down 40% over last year. Audiences just didn't take to the Mad Max prequel, and it cost $168 million to make and only made $32 million for the three-day weekend, and that's not even counting marketing. So that's a big dud already.
And why do you think people weren't interested in this this Mad Max prequel?
I think a few things that got great reviews, but it didn't have a ton of star power. Anna Taylor-Joy, a great upcoming star, but not a huge box office name like Charlize Theron was for the Mad Max Fury Road, which made almost $50 million in 2015 for its opening weekend. And also a lot of people, I think, just think, let's just wait for streaming, which is sort of Hollywood's worst nightmare because this is a big budget spectacle. And they thought at least people would come for the spectacles, and they really did not this weekend.
So, as I mentioned, Memorial Day weekend, people are out and about because, you know, the weather is nicer. But this was actually a Memorial Day weekend box office that was lower than most in the past, correct?
It's one of the lowest in 43 years, which is really bad. And also they're blaming the fact that it wasn't a Marvel movie. It wasn't Barbenheimer like last year with all the excitement. It was just basically Mad Max and Garfield. Garfield came in number second, but the cat couldn't even do it. He only made $24 million, which is also bad for Mad Max. They sort of made the same thing. So an animated cat versus you know, all that Mad Maxness. So sort of a big disaster, but a little bit of hope in the future. We still have Despicable Me, Inside Out 2, and Deadpool and Wolverine. Those are the three biggies now that everyone's banking on.
Let's talk about some other movies people are going to want to see. I've heard about this film Hitman, and people are saying it's quirky. It's not, you know, the greatest movie in the world, but it's interesting. Tell us about this.
Hitman is quirky. It's won all these film festival awards. It was one of those darling movies of Sundance. And the best part is it stars Glenn Powell. And if you don't know his name, you know his face. He's everywhere right now. He's on the cover of Variety. He's the guy who saved Tom Cruise's butt in Top Gun Maverick. He played Hangman. He's also in a really great rom-com called Anyone But You with Sydney Sweeney. Handsome guy. And he does star in Hitman, and he plays this straight-laced professor named Gary, who actually works for the cops. And what they do is if someone tries to hire a hitman to off their ex or off their boss, they step in and pretend he's the hitman, and then the cops bust the original people. But he's got so much charm and charisma, he really pulls it off. And he has one movie I can't wait to see this summer, which is Twisters. So that's coming up. So he's just on this huge roll. Sweet guy, talked to him a few weeks ago, and he said, you know, he's the new handsome guy. So he's on the big diet of sweet potatoes and egg whites and kale, as he was when he filmed Top Gun Maverick. But you want to know what's funny? Remember that big shirtless scene in Maverick where they're all on the beach? He said all the guys, no beer, no nothing. They all dieted for weeks and weeks. But he said the minute they yelled cut, they all had beer and tater tots. That was their cheat of choice.
No more sweet potatoes, egg whites, and kale. Yeah, I can understand that.
Really, bring on the tots.
Well, like a lot of people, after the Elvis movie, I became a fan of Austin Butler. Tell us about the new movie he's in.
This is set in the Midwest. I'm looking forward to this one. It's called The Bike Riders, and it opens in late June in theaters. It stars Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, who played Elvis, Tom Hardy, Michael Shannon, and Norman Reedus from The Walking Dead. It's about a local bar and the people in the bar, and it's also biker gangs, but in the Midwest Motorcycle Club. And it looks really good. It's got like tinges of The Outsiders, that the movie, vintage film. It's got a lot of violence, and it's about a guy who has to choose between this girl he likes and all his guys in the biker group. Looks like a little bit of an updated Easy Rider, so I think that has a lot of promise this summer.
What do you know about this Brat Pack documentary? There's so many good documentaries streaming right now. Is this going to be in theaters?
No, it's going to be on Hulu in 2 weeks. I can't wait for this. June 13th. All boomers, we need to circle that date. It is the history of the Brat Pack, which is, of course, Molly Ringwald and Rob Lowe and Andrew McCarthy. Andrew McCarthy, who was in Pretty in Pink and many of these movies, he's the director, and he went around to all of them and really talked frankly about what those days were like at the height of their fame, who liked who was dating who hated who, and why it was so offensive to them to be called brats. And they really, I remember covering them during the time, they hated that name so much. If you mentioned that to them, they went nuts. They were just so mad at you. So I think that looks good, and it's got outtakes from some of those big movies like St. Elmo's and Breakfast Club, stuff we've never seen before.
I know you've interviewed these folks, and years ago you did an interesting session with Molly Ringwald, didn't you?
You know, I remember being a college student and sent to New York City because I worked for the college paper, and we interviewed Molly Ringwald for Pretty in Pink. They brought her straight from the dentist chair. She had her wisdom teeth out that morning. You got to say that's a commitment to movie publicity. Wisdom yeah. teeth out, huge chipmunk cheeks, and her friends, Rob Lowe and Emilio Estevez, came with for no other reason, just to show moral support and hang out with her at the Regency Hotel in New York. And I thought all interviews were like this. Stars just brought star friends, and they all hung. It was never like that again, but it was good support for Molly.
Yeah, I bet. And finally, Melrose Place is coming back, isn't it?
Can you believe this, Bob? Everything old is new again. And now they're rebooting Melrose Place, which ran on Fox from 1992 to 1999. Laura Layton, original star, Daphne Zuniga, and also Heather Locklear are supposed to be back. And the plot is one of their dearest friends dies, and the OG residents of Melrose Place gather, not just for the funeral, but they buy the apartment building and revive it again. So, I don't know. We can all pretend we're not going to watch this, but we are. We know we are.
We'll pretend. Chicago's very own Cindy Perlman. Thank you, Cindy. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bob.